I want to read a verse that tells us what it really is all about. And that's part of it. I mean, we're celebrating. And if we keep Christ in it, it's all right. Do all that stuff. Have a great time. Because we have something to celebrate. Amen? We really do. The world doesn't, but we do. We have something to celebrate. They have happy holidays. And that's secularism. And they're trying to destroy Merry Christmas. But I'm going to always put up Merry Christmas. Amen? I mean, if it lands me in jail, I'm going to put up Merry Christmas. Because I believe I have that right to do that. But here's what it's all about. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time was come, in other words, when it was God's time, God's perfect time. Now keep in mind, there is a God who is sovereign, who's in charge of everything. Amen? I mean, he always has been. We can't understand that totally, but God always has been. And he has a time and a plan for everything. And he knew that Adam and Eve were going to mess up in the garden. He knew that before it ever happened. And he already had the plan. And the Bible says, when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman. That's a little different than the average birth. They said in their play, there was a special mommy. Well, there was a special mommy. And she was, without knowing a man at all, she was with child. And she was a virgin that gave birth to the very Son of God. And that's a miracle, a supernatural work of Almighty God, the Holy Trinity, that the little baby was sent forth. God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Now, the law always speaks of the curse. Listen up, we're all sinners. And the law says that you have to be condemned if you break the law. You have the commandments, the Ten Commandments, and all kinds of things that flow off of those Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So on and so forth. All of that. And we are under the law. And Jesus was made under the law. But thank God he perfectly kept all of the law. And we haven't. We have failed. Everybody here has failed. We're all sinners. Everybody's a sinner. I don't care who you are tonight. According to God's holy word, you're a sinner. You're under the law. But Jesus was born. He was made of a woman, made under the law. Why? Listen to it. Here it is. To redeem them that were under the law. That's us. That we might receive the adoption of sons. That we could become the children of Almighty God. That's what Christmas really is. You know, we have a wonderful God. A merciful God. And a great Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ. He was born to die. We know that. He was born to die. I don't know how anybody could understand that story and understand what God has done for them through giving his Son, Jesus Christ, and being born again and then not live for the Lord. That doesn't make any sense to me. Something's wrong with that picture. Either you didn't get saved or you're so backslidden you don't even know that you're in that condition or something. I don't know. A hardening, an atrophy of the heart. But whenever you think of the cross, Jesus was born and he went to the cross, suffered, bled, and died, and paid for our sins. You know why? God doesn't want you to go to hell. God does not want us to go to hell. God doesn't want us to spend eternity separated from him. That's not God's will. And yet, friend, I want to be honest with you. I mean, that's just the way it is. I have to tell you what God says, what the Bible says. And that is, if you don't get saved, if you do not receive Jesus Christ as your only Savior, the only door, the only way, if you don't receive him as your Savior, you will not get to heaven. Try as hard as you want to, join every church you want to, get baptized by sprinkling, immersion, it doesn't matter. You do anything you want to, all the good deeds you can come up with, stack them as high as you can, pile them up, you still won't get to heaven unless You admit you're a sinner and you come to Christ and ask Him to come into your heart. Most of us here tonight have done that, no doubt. But there may be somebody here that hasn't. And friend, I want to tell you, as lovingly and as kindly as I can, the reason for Christmas, the reason for all of it, is to remind us that Jesus was born to become our sacrifice. God demanded perfection. We could not give it. Jesus gave it. And He became our substitute. I should have been crucified, and I should have died and gone to hell, but Jesus took all of that for me on the cross of Calvary. He suffered and bled and died for me, and He did for you, friend. If you don't know Him tonight, I'd beg you and urge you, in a moment when we have our invitation, just to step out to one of these aisles and walk up here and let me know, or one of these workers that'll be up here, I want to be saved. I want to know I'm going to heaven. Now listen, church membership doesn't save you. The baptismal waters don't save you. Your good deeds won't save you. That's not how you get to heaven. You've got to be right about that. To miss that means you die and miss heaven. We must be right about it. And we know, as they said, God proved it through His love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, die, and go to hell, but have everlasting life. Wow, that's good, isn't it? Everlasting life. Going to heaven to be with Jesus Christ. Do you know you're going there? Are you right with the Lord tonight, Christian? Let's stand with our heads bowed. May God speak to our hearts tonight. Father, O God Almighty, eternal Lord, we come to You and with hearts of unworthiness and thanksgiving tonight. And we're thankful, dear God, that we know the meaning of Christmas. We know what it really means. And it means that we were pitiful and lost, and You gave Your Son because You loved us, and You sent it by love that He would come to this earth, live a perfect life, and become our substitute and pay a debt, an eternal debt that we owe that we could never pay. And all You ask is that we believe, repent, and receive Him as our Savior. You said if we'd believe in our heart about who Jesus was, and that He died and was buried and arose. That's the gospel. He died for us, He was buried, and He arose. That whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, Lord, we're not playing games. The purpose of our church, Lord, as You've commissioned us, is to tell others about Jesus. And we pray tonight, oh God, if there's someone here, one little boy or girl or man or woman, one family, one couple here, that tonight they would receive Christ as their Savior. Thank You that they've come, and we know they're not here by accident. And then we who are believers, we're not perfect, but we've been justified by the shed blood of Christ. Help us to search our hearts tonight and lead the way and do what's right, that You might be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.